your first name?
Mike.
Mike, you're nice enough to stop. I probably weren't expecting that. Do you have a candidate that you like as the election's getting closer?
I have a candidate that I do not like.
Who would that be?
That would be Donald Trump.
Trump. He's in Mexico today talking to the Mexican leader.
Yes, which is curious to begin with.
We didn't discuss. Who pays for the wall? We didn't discuss.
He talks about building this wall, and he goes beyond the place that's building the wall, you know.
What about Hillary Clinton? Your thoughts on her?
I think that Donald Trump is using these emails as a huge cloud to draw negative attention to the Clinton campaign, which is absurd to me. There's nothing there. If there was something there, the FBI would have found it a long time ago, and there would have been consequences paid, but there hasn't been.
This election, does it feel different to you, more vicious than ever?
It does, and it's scary. It's scary to me.
How does it scare you with regards to your own future, your family's future?
The feeling is a very tense and high-level, I don't know.
Confrontational feeling?
It is. Yesterday I was in a deli, and there was a discussion about this guy, Colin Kaepernick, who's on the...
The San Francisco, he wouldn't stand up for the national anthem.
Right. And there was this woman in the deli who had a 12-year-old daughter who said, he sat down because he's not an American. Well, wait a minute. I turned around and I said, actually, you know, he is an American. She goes, oh, you know, you must be one of them Hillary supporters. And for a 12-year-old to be hearing this rhetoric from this woman was pretty, you know, just insane to me.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
It's a loaded question. It's tough for me to say.
Give it a shot.
I'm optimistic that the general population will prevail in terms of how we choose to go forward with what we have as America.
What's your final message to our listeners in Jersey City? Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Connecticut.
From Connecticut. All around the world on WFMU. Your message to those listeners today?
My message would be vote from your heart, but also vote by understanding the message that each candidate's bringing to the table. I dare you to find a message from either side, because I see deep-seated messages being spoken about on one side, but I don't on the other.
Thanks for your time, man. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
Are you playing?
Yeah, I'm playing.
For KTVU-TV, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick explains why he doesn't stand for the national anthem.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. You know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed.
We are a nation with no geographic boundaries, bound together through our beliefs. We are like-minded individuals, sharing a common vision, pushing toward a world rid of color lines.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. I'm glad you're out there. I'm glad you're listening. Labor Day weekend up ahead. It's going to be good. TNP, stay with us. Janet. John checking in on the AccuSays. Says, I'm a Sagittarius, Clay, from Minneapolis, Clay. That old Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, production, Prince lessons, Janet teaming up with them. What's your first name?
Sue.
Sue, do you pay attention to politics?
A little.
Do you have a candidate that you're favoring as the election draws nearer?
No, neither are my favorites.
Yeah, you don't like them. Do you generally a little more conservative, a little less conservative?
I tend to vote Democratic, and I will vote Democratic this year.
Yeah. Did you like Bernie more than Hillary?
Not really. I think he spent too much money. I would question some of his things. They seemed a little too good to be true to me.
I see what you're saying. Bernie's programs that he talked about, how would he make it happen?
Who wouldn't like them? But to me, they seemed a little too good to be true.
What do you think about Donald Trump? Does he worry you? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Can you talk about it a little bit?
Well, I mean, he kind of reminds me of Mussolini and Hitler. I would throw him in that gang.
And today he went to Mexico. Of course, this will air tomorrow.
I haven't seen the news. But
NAFTA is a 22-year-old agreement that must be updated to reflect the realities of today. We have tremendous competition from China and from all over the world. Keep it in our hemisphere.
But I'm very fearful that he'll win because I think there's going to be a really low turnout, and I think he could win.
Yeah.
Because the people I know who like him will love him. He was correct. He could just shoot somebody down in Times Square and people would still love him. So
I don't want to keep you from your train. What's your message to our listeners in Jersey City, here in New York? What's your hometown?
My hometown is Glastonbury, Connecticut.
Glastonbury Animal Control is now warning people to keep a close eye. Keep an eye on your pets this summer.
The warning comes just after dozens of people have spotted coyotes prowling around neighborhoods.
Glastonbury, what's that near? Is that a Hartford?
Outside of Hartford.
Yeah. Do you love it up there? Do you have a feeling in your heart for those Huskies and all things Connecticut?
Of course. Everybody loves the Huskies and women's basketball.
Yeah, isn't there some museum up there? Is that in Connecticut?
Museum.
Basketball?
The basketball museum is Springfield, a little further up.
Oh, that's Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Well. All right, take care. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, I hope you can listen in.
What is this, like a website thing?
No, it's on the radio. It's also on the web. It's a podcast, and it's all around the world.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sure you'll edit out mine. I didn't have anything interesting to say.
You were the best one I had yet.
Thank you.
From CNN.
Brand new poll numbers show Donald Trump narrowing the gap with Hillary Clinton. Clinton now holds a 6-point lead nationally, and that is down from an 8-point lead just 1 week ago. Donald Trump doing better after he called Hillary Clinton a bigot, after he began outreach to the Latino and African American community, which many people said he'd make no ground, and after he started this flip-flop on immigration.
A caravan around a campfire light. Lovely woman in motion with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark that hypnotized.
This is Brian Hyland.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody.
Produced by Del Shannon.
From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted
me. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
Oh.
Same guy, grown up, Brian
Hyland.
after hit after hit. We're going to build a wall. 2,000 years ago, the Great Wall of China was built, and it's 13,000 miles long. We need 1,000 miles, and we have Caterpillar tractors, right? How easy is this? We have a lot of natural borders. We have a lot of natural stuff. We're going to need about 1,000 miles. And let me tell you, that's going to go up so fast, your head will spin. Your head will spin.
Charlie? Charlie?
What's your first name?
Charlie.
Charlie, you pay attention to politics?
A bit.
Who do you like going into the election this fall?
Option C.
Some say option C sounds good to me. Better than A, better than B. Option C.
Does option C mean you'll sit it out?
No.
You will vote for somebody.
Yes.
If the election was tomorrow, who would you be more likely to right now?
Republican.
Trump.
Yeah.
What don't you like about Trump?
He doesn't know when to be quiet.
I'm not really a Trump follower, but if I was, I might think sometimes you'd be doing pretty good if you just took it easy.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Have you really got Hillary demonized in your mind, or is she more just not your choice? There's plenty they say bad about. You're shaking your head.
Lots of reasons.
Go ahead.
There's just lots of reasons. I mean, honesty, integrity, that sums it all up.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yes.
If?
If we use common sense.
What if Hillary gets elected? Can she still do a good job?
That's a little bit, that's scary.
What if it was a continuation of Obama? Would that be a bad thing?
Well, if you look at all the real indicators, it hasn't been bad. Stock market's up. Right? I mean, look at all the real economic indicators, interest rates. He's doing good. Nobody really in Washington likes him, but I think he's done a good job.
And you don't think she can keep it going?
She's got a lot of enemies.
Do you think we may be sexist somewhere inside?
No. I vote for the right person. I don't care what they look like.
What's your message to everyone in our listening audience in Jersey City? What's your hometown? I've been asking everybody tonight.
Oh, Connecticut.
Everybody's from Connecticut. Must be because I'm at Grand Central Station.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. What's your message to everybody out there from your heart? Summer's winding to a close. Everybody's working hard. And
one day at a time.
Is that your motto?
That's it.
Yeah. How are you doing? Okay?
Yep, just trying to get through today.
Did you have a nice vacation this summer?
It was good.
Where'd you go?
Nowhere really. Staycations.
Stay at home.
Staycations.
And just rest a little bit. Read.
That's it. Sounds,
yeah. Thanks for your time. Here's
You're
my
welcome.
Card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen. 91.1. It's on.
Can you hear me? Give my creation love!
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Put the candle back.
Don't put the candle back.
What's your first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, or right away you were like, no, I'm not really paying attention. How much do you pay? Just when you happen upon it on the news or people are talking about it?
Yeah, mostly when I happen on it or my mom will call me and keep me updated.
Yeah. Do you like Hillary Clinton?
I don't have an issue with Hillary Clinton. It's more the lesser of two evils. There's no way that I could support Trump. It's not a good situation.
What is it about Trump? Talk about him a little bit.
The lack of acceptance overall of women, of Hispanics. I'm also Hispanic, so it's just offensive in general.
He's in Mexico on Wednesday. What did you think about that?
I went to Mexico recently, and a lot of people there are not too keen on him. And
they were talking bad about him?
Not necessarily bad. They just they can't see how he would be an asset to the United States due to his lack of culture and also the fact that he's incredibly impulsive.
Were you born and raised in the U.S.?
I actually was. I grew up in New Jersey.
You gotta go.
Gotta go.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Here's my card, by the way. Did I give you one?
Thank
it's
you
tomorrow
very much.
At 6.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
I mean, how do you explain to your children? We've got parents, grandparents, teachers in this crowd. How do you explain to your children when someone running for president encourages people to be beaten up, encourages violence. We're trying to teach our kids that that's not the way. Well, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to show a different way to ourselves, to our country, to our world.
This is Harlequin from Canada. This was their only hit, but what a hit it was. Harlequin on the Dusty Show. Glad you're listening. 19 after 6. We've got a long way to go, baby. I need to get up and dance around a little bit. Yeah. What's your first name?
Steve.
Steve, you readily were willing to be interviewed.
Yes.
I don't always encounter that. You like politics?
Somewhat.
Did you support Obama both past elections?
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't even vote.
You sat it out.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I don't know. I just didn't really bother to deal with it. I don't know. It didn't really catch my interest, you know?
Have you ever registered to vote?
No, actually, no.
Is laziness involved a little bit?
Not really. It just doesn't really interest me, you know? Someone's going to get elected anyway.
You don't feel like it affects your life?
I mean, yeah, of course it does. But, you know, if someone's going to get elected regardless, I feel like one vote's not going to really matter, you know?
What about Trump? What are your thoughts on Donald Trump?
I think this whole presidential election is screwed up. They're all bad. I don't know. I don't think any of them are qualified to be president.
You don't like Hillary either?
No.
Yeah. Did you like Bernie?
No, I don't really like any of them.
Why is this happening now at this point in history? It must seem just worse than ever to you.
I don't know. I mean, I think, 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 you know, the whole politics and government has just become so corrupt over the years that this is the outcome of it, you know?
You're a smart guy. How does media play into it?
Whatever they report on and their outlook on it plays into the factors in how people vote, maybe it could be, or, you know, who picks who and what sides to go on, you know, because the bad, good and the bad, they speak about it, each of the candidates, you know?
The listeners will want to know, what's your hometown?
Lynbrook, Long Island.
Lynbrook, Long Island. Do you love all things Long Island? The Islanders, Billy Joel, that kind of stuff?
Yes.
You like Billy Joel?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Joel song? I'm putting you on the spot.
Piano Man?
What's the best thing about Long Island? What can't you understand unless you live there?
The schooling system, a lot of you know, districts are very prestigious, and money, a lot of money out there too.
What do you do now?
I work at Old Navy, actually.
At Old Navy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you enjoy it?
Not really.
Happy to have a job, though.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good. Well, it's nice to talk to you. I'm glad you took the time to do it. Here's my card. It airs tomorrow night at 6.
I hope you'll tune in. It's on the air, online, and podcast.
Well, thank you, definitely.
Okay, buddy. All the best to you.
You too. Have a good night.
The politician pleads before you. You'll hear the words, but you'll ignore them. Love of life and liberty are going to take a fall. Well, 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 I'm only human. You're not sure, and I'm not certain. Have you listened to the liars practicing their smiling? Faces blank and gray. I bring good news to all the people. I'll heal the sick. We'll all be equal. No more working, buying, consuming, dying. Everything is taken care of. No more hiding in the dark of night. Trust in me, I am the light. I'm good, I'm honest. No one else is left. Will you?
This is Edgar Broughton Band, The Electioneer. This is like an 80s thing for them, not characteristic of their 70s output. It's very forward thinking. What's your first name?
Maurice.
Maurice, you look like a blues, a guitar star or something. Do you pay attention to politics? It's hard to ignore.
A little bit, yeah. Not too much because I'm so sick of the whole thing.
Are you just burned out on it? It's just all the time?
Yes. It's so constant and it's so polarized.
Are you historically more conservative or more left of center?
That's a great question because I'm not really sure what conservative and liberal mean anymore. I would say that, I mean, if I had to say, I would say I might lean conservative a little bit more.
How'd you vote last time around? Romney?
I did.
Yeah. Have you?
And the time before that, I voted for Obama.
How about this time? First of all, Hillary. What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
Not a fan.
Not a fan in what way?
Well, I appreciate the fact that she's a woman, and that would be a good thing if she was elected, because we could finally say, okay, that's done. Okay. I don't agree with her ideology. I think she is an elitist. I think she's a Washington insider, and I don't agree with the liberal agenda.
What about Trump? Will you cast your vote for him if it was tomorrow?
No, I don't think so. It's really disappointing. I was waiting. I was hopeful that he would make that turn somehow. I don't think so. Yeah, that pivot that they talk about. But no, I don't think so.
I guess he is who he is.
He is who he is, and I don't really think, I don't believe all the things that they say about him, and I don't think he would be so terrible. I think he's a little pragmatic. I think when he got into office, he would do what would be required. But no, it's, you know, he's a little
loose cannon factor in there?
A little bit, but I mean, that's what got him where he is, so he's not going to let that go. But
of the candidates, I don't know, 17, I think it was, that ended up running, did you have a favorite before Trump emerged as the leader of the Republicans?
No, I didn't. You know, I really held off until I could get as much information as I could. I was interested in Rand Paul.
Did you like his dad?
I did, yeah.
Or just certain ideas that they...
I did like him, and I did like some of the ideas that he stood for. Yeah.
Are you hopeful about the future of the country?
Of course.
What gives you that optimism?
So I think if you step back far enough and you look at the evolution of the whole civilization, there's no reason not to be optimistic.
That's good to hear. Thanks for taking the time to visit with me. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can tune in.
I will. Thanks very much.
Have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you.
China's great. I love China.
I do business with China. I have the largest bank in the world as a tenant in one of my buildings in Manhattan. It's a Chinese bank. It's the biggest in the world. We sell condos. We can do great with China, but we have stupid people representing us. Stupid, stupid people.
These are the Shadows of Night. They did a cover of Gloria back in the day. It was a big hit for them. I think they were from Chicago. Jimmy Sahn, the lead singer, if I'm not mistaken. You like this? I like it. So many tracks along your trail. Made it so easy to stay on your trail. Gonna track your mama wherever you roam. Love you till the cows come home. Shannon's getting stronger, baby. I can't stop. Gotta do so. I'm about to sell hot. Fabio just gave me a miniature plum. It's like a grape on steroids, this plum. And he's leaving me, Fabio. Of night on Dusty, 6:30 in Jersey City. What's your first name?
Robert.
Robert, are you going to vote this fall?
Yeah.
You got a candidate that you like? Hillary or Trump?
I'm not crazy for either one, but I would probably go with Trump.
At this point, if it was tomorrow,
I'm
you'd vote for Trump.
I'm not crazy either one, I'll go with Trump, yeah.
What don't you like about Hillary?
I don't like
liberals. Oh, that's your walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
You don't like liberals?
No. Hate them. They ruin this country.
In what way?
They ruin this country.
How did liberals ruin it?
They roll the shit into this country. This is your language. I can't talk. I'm working.
From NOAA Weather Radio.
The year 2016 continues to set historic heat records, with July officially becoming the hottest month ever recorded on Earth. NASA revealed that temperatures last month peaked above the previous record set 5 years ago. NASA calculations said that July temperatures also broke all previously recorded measurements dating back to 1880.
This is the Clan of Zymox. Remember them? Coolest name ever. I thought it was just Zymox, which is one of those things you could name when you need something with an X, but it's Clan of Zymox, A Day on Dusty. Just 46 comments at the halfway point. I'm stepping all over him, Jesus. It's like Julie music, Dark Night of the Soul music. I bet she loves Clan of Xymox. Me too, Julie. As I'm talking, El Bobo says, "Now you're playing my chisel, Dunder." He used a different word, though. Melinda says, "Xymox sounds like a pharmaceutical."
Joe.
What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe, you were game to be interviewed. That's nice, man. I appreciate that. It's not easy out here at Grand Central Station. You said you like politics.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Do you have a candidate you prefer this fall?
Hillary.
Are you settling for her or you like her?
There's aspects of her that I like, there's aspects of her that I don't. But I think in a two-party system and just reality, you have to weigh pros and cons and then think who's best for the country. And in this one, it was a pretty easy choice.
Did you like Bernie at all?
I was fine with Bernie, but I thought he would have had trouble maybe getting things past the House, which is just another unfortunate aspect of a two-party system.
How about Obama? Have you been pleased with the job he's done?
I would do another 4 years.
You're pretty young. Is this your...
it's my third election.
Your third election. Did Obama win the first two for you?
Yep.
Yeah, you're two for two.
Yep.
And you're voting for Hillary. Do you worry that her lead might erode? There's still plenty of time.
Yeah, I think her lead can erode. Her lead can also skyrocket. Same thing goes for, unfortunately, Donald Trump and even guys like Gary Johnson. You know, it's really going to come down to voter turnout. And I think that, unfortunately, a lot of people feel disenfranchised. Therefore, you might see a large skew in one or another direction through shadow voters.
Wednesday, Trump went to Mexico. What did you think about that?
I thought it was a total farce, an insult, slap in the face.
Yeah, what's he hoping to do?
Bridge the gap with Latin Americans. He's currently polling 19%, and Mitt Romney and John McCain lost with 31 and 27% respectively, I think.
What's an admirable quality of Trump?
His daughter seems very nice.
What do you think about him? I mean, you sound like you're paying attention. What are your observations of Trump?
It's very dangerous rhetoric in the world we live in, where we are already demonized in one way or another through being American, to then have somebody on a soapbox who dictates world policy, both monetarily and fiscally and just globally, to be saying the things he's saying. And I think that he doesn't understand globalization, nor does he understand global warming. And I think that that's just not good, because the world is not, it's not a financial institution, it's not a casino, it's not a real estate chain. All those things are great. I'm not doubting that he may have done well in those aspects, though he's been bankrupt a few times and leveraged extremely high on his own net worth. But I think that ultimately a Trump presidency is dangerous for the U.S. I mean, he's different, that's for sure. And I mean, I'm young, as you said. I think maybe a lot of people who felt kind of left out in the cold for the last however many elections might have thought he was a breath of fresh air. But he is not the answer. I think that Bloomberg would have been a better third-party candidate. I think that if Trump was a third-party candidate, he'd be 8% like Gary Johnson.
I asked everybody tonight, what's your hometown?
I was actually born and raised in Staten Island, New York, where a lot of people like Trump.
And Gene Simmons from KISS, I think.
Yep, that's right. Mick Jagger's first wife lived there, I believe.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Wow, Staten Island. What's the best thing about SI?
Pizza, for sure. 100% the pizza, and the people are great.
Is it known for its... I'm not
it
a New Yorker,
its
so
pizza,
it's...
Yeah. Because the rents are lower than that in Brooklyn and Manhattan, so they're able to focus on ingredients.
Did you get socked by Sandy out there?
I did not personally, but my high school got destroyed.
Well, I'll let you go. What's your message to our listeners in Jersey City, on Staten Island, New York City, around the world on the internet on WFMU?
Don't think about yourself. Think about your kids, your grandkids, and those around you, because the world's not so small anymore.
Good advice, young man. You're going to go far. Here's my card. Tomorrow at 6.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I am not going to respond to the insults and the attacks coming from Donald Trump in this campaign. He can say whatever he wants to say about me personally. I will stand up and fight for and speak out for every American that he attacks and he insults.
What's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, you seem like a happy guy. You were kind of standing and singing in place. You happy to be in New York?
Yeah, just got into the city from Connecticut.
Politics. Do you pay attention to politics?
I pay attention to Donald Trump.
You like him?
I certainly do.
I can tell it's with some enthusiasm. What gives you the passion? Is he hitting it right?
Well, where he's hitting right, I have an electrical business in Stratford, Connecticut. He's a businessman, actually in a higher volume than I would ever be, but I think he's going to guide the country in the right direction.
You feel like
he's
going to
run it like a business. And naturally, Donald Trump is very successful. I believe whatever he says, it's going to happen.
What about Hillary?
I think she's not truthful.
And the stories we hear,
I don't follow everything because I'm pretty busy with my company and stuff, but I kind of like to see the politics change a little bit. And Donald Trump he's a Republican, actually, but excuse me.
Oops, sorry, sir.
Hello. 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 The Clintons have a lot of money, so does Trump, but I don't know how they earned all the money, but I don't think it's honestly.
No. Do you really think it's bad as both sides make it out to be? If you listen to the press, they're like
murderers and thieves, they're
terrible. Blown out of proportion?
I think it is, but I don't like when the politicians both go at each other.
I know.
Let's talk about our country and what we can do for our country.
What about money in politics? Do we need to get it out of there?
Oh, money as far as...
Like Citizens United and companies being able to donate whatever they want under...
No, I think for campaigns and stuff, they need to have money to go forward and stuff. But I don't think it should be bought. I wish people would give me money.
You love America.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, number one.
Are you optimistic about the future?
No, I'm not optimistic about the future.
Well, I'm surprised to hear you say that. Why?
Yeah. You know, it's going to move... The country's not going to go down the hill. I'm supporting Trump, and I hope he gets in to guide us in the right direction.
The world has changed, though, hasn't it?
Oh, it's changing every minute.
And they're both promising us the moon like they always do.
I see the young kids come up today, and work ethics much different than I was when I was their age. American has changed. Electronic era and stuff, and I don't think they put their heart and soul into things. I think this is one of the reasons videos and cell phones and stuff. I'm on the train and everybody's,
no one talks to each other. I try to interview people and they all have earphones on.
Yeah, it's awful.
Why would they avoid me? What's your message of peace and love to people from both sides of the aisle?
It doesn't matter what color you are or what nationality you are. You're American, the United States. We all should work together and unite, let's say. This is my daughter, so.
Oh, who are you voting for? Dad's voting for Trump.
Not Trump.
Hillary, are you going to do it?
I'm not sure.
It's all you, one or the other.
Well, I mean, you could do independent.
You're still making up your mind.
Yes.
Did you like Bernie?
Yeah.
I bet you like certain things about Bernie.
No, Bernie was too old. Get out. I don't know. No free education. I'm paying for this kid's college education. The country can't afford that. The country needs a structure fix. Our bridges, roads. We need to make our military strong.
Socialism.
Well, anyways, end the conversation. Thank you very much.
Here's my card, man.
All right, take care.
All right, buddy.
We have the greatest business people in the world, better than any place else. We don't use them. Some of these business people are not nice people. Who cares? You care? I don't think so. Some of these people are vicious, horrible, miserable human beings. Who cares? Some of these people, they don't sleep at night. They twist and turn and sweat. And their mattress is soaking wet because they're thinking all night about victory the next day against some poor person that doesn't have a chance. These people would love to represent us against China, against Japan, against all of these countries, Mexico. We can do things that have never been done before.
This is Cold Chamber, Loco on Dusty. Moment on Dusty. Gotta have it right about a quarter till. Sweating till the mattress is wet. We could have them. From Jimmy Kimmel.
And think outside the TV.
What do we know? We know now we live in an ever-expanding universe. We know that there are billions of stars and planets literally out there. And the universe is getting bigger. We know from our fancy telescopes that just in the last 2 years, more than 20 planets have been identified outside our solar system that seem to be far enough away from their suns and dense enough that they might be able to support some form of life. So it makes it increasingly less likely that we're alone.
And then the colonel said, what we've got in here is we're interviewing a gray alien. No, it didn't look human as far as the skin tone, and the ears were just like holes. Mouth was very small.
What's your first name? Make one up if you want it.
Nancy.
Nancy, are you from New York City?
No.
We're originally where?
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
The home of Andy Warhol.
Yes.
And the Steel Curtain, the Immaculate Reception,
you
Frank O'Hare.
Yes.
Bradshaw's lucky to even get rid of the ball. He shoots it out. Jack Tatum deflects it right into the hands of Harris. Franco Harris has it. And he's over.
What? You love Pittsburgh?
I do love Pittsburgh. Born and raised, yes.
Teresa Hines is from Pittsburgh.
Yes,
married,
you're good.
She was married to John Kerry. Do you follow politics?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Do you have a candidate that you like this fall, or are you settling for somebody? What's the story?
Oh, settle for somebody? There's somebody I definitely don't like, and that's Trump. So, yes, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
I just talked to a man from Connecticut who was so excited about Trump. The people who like him are really excited.
He's extreme. I can see they're extreme, too, with their attitudes. His views are extreme. I think they kind of like that, a little shake-up.
That non-PC kind of thing they talk about?
Yes, exactly.
Does it scare you?
Yes, it does. It scares me a lot.
Where are we headed?
Hillary Clinton's for sure going to get elected. I don't think there's any worry about that.
Do you love America?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Best country in the world.
Yes. What makes you say that? Some people say it's not anymore.
Look, I'm standing here in this beautiful Grand Central Station.
But you could do that in Europe. You could stand in some beautiful building.
I don't know that I would go to Europe.
You've never been?
This is such a huge, big country, and we've got so much here. The East Coast, the West Coast, North, South.
You just want to stay here.
I do, yeah.
You're a nationalist.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Are you optimistic about the future, honestly?
Yes, a little worried about the environment. Other than that, though, very optimistic.
What would you tell Obama if you had a few seconds of his time?
Oh, I definitely think there could have been more done for women. Equal pay, everything, violence against women.
You know, that's not talked about so much in this election. Do you think they've so-called done a number on Hillary? Has she been smeared? Is there sexism at the root of it?
Hey, look at what they talk about her clothes and her looks.
Well, people talk about Trump's hair. They make fun of
how... That's true. They do.
You've been nice. I won't take up any more of your time. What's your message to our listeners in Jersey City, in Pittsburgh, where you're from, and around the world on the internet on today's WFMU?
Never Trump. Vote Hillary.
Here's my card. I hope you can listen tomorrow at 6 Eastern.
6 Eastern.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Friends have said to lock the door and have an open house no more. They said the factory must change and slowly slip away. But if I have to live in fear, where will I get my ideas with all those crazy people gone? Will I slowly slip away? Still there's no more Billy name, Undine is not the same, Wonton and the turtle gone, slowly slip away, slowly slip away.
Songs for Drill, a tribute to Warhol from Lou Reed and John Cale. It's pretty, isn't it? I miss Sandy in Manhattan, I wish I'd lived here then.
If I close the factory door and don't see those people anymore, if I give in to infamy, I'll slowly slip away.
Special man checking in on the ACU says clear the boards. Special man is here.
I know it seems that friends are right. Hello daylight, goodbye night, but stillness is so quiet here. Think I'll slowly slip away.
Down Union Square Park, you can look right up into the old factory building. Wow, what a time, what a time.
If I have to live in fear, my ideas will slowly slip away. If I have to live in fear, I'm afraid my life will slip away.
Miss Lou too, man.
If I have to lock the door, another life exists no more, slip away. Friends have said to lock the door, watch out for what comes through that door. They said the factory must change, but I don't.
CNN, ABC.
And Uma. How about Uma? Now, okay, here's the story. So Uma now is one of the people that it all sort of came through Uma. Who is Uma married to? One of the great sleazebags of our time. Anthony Weiner, did you know that? She's married to Anthony Weiner. You know, the little bing, 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 bum, bum. I love you very much.
Uma Abedin hit send on a statement announcing her split from Anthony Weiner. This latest allegation accusing Weiner of sexting with a woman while his young son was next to him in bed. Weiner, 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 Weiner.
Fyornov, 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 Fyornov.
What's your first name?
Fyornov.
Fyornov, it sounds Russian.
Yeah, but I'm not Russian.
What's your hometown?
Worcester County.
Westchester County.
Westchester County.
You were nice enough to stop. Do you pay attention to politics?
Not really, no.
You manage to avoid it. You don't turn on the political stations or the radio stations.
Once in a while, I hear something about Trump, something about Hillary.
Are you just too busy?
I'm not really interested. I don't find it to be absorbing.
Not compelling to you.
No.
Will you vote nonetheless?
No, I'm not.
You'll sit it out. Did you vote last time?
I voted for Obama a couple of years ago.
But you'll sit this one out. So Trump doesn't scare you or anything.
It scares me a little bit. It scares me a little bit, yeah.
Not enough.
I was not enough to vote, but...
What do you do, man?
Me, I'm right now I'm just traveling. I used to be a tennis pro. I'm a little overweight right now, but hopefully I can get back on the...
You're good at it.
I used to be really good, yeah.
Wow, were you ranked in the top?
No, I wasn't ranked.
Who's your favorite of all time? Rod
John
Laver?
McElroy.
Who is it? John
McElroy.
What is it about Mac that you love?
He was a finesse player. He didn't overpower the ball. He had a low. He strung his rackets with low tension. So that gave him the touch that he had.
Hold. No mistakes so far in this match, right? You haven't overruled anything. No mistakes whatsoever.
Second stop, please.
Answer my question. The question, jerk.
Let me run just four tennis players by you for your 1 second reviews of their skills and careers.
All right.
Let me have Pete Sampras.
I didn't watch him that much at that time, I'm sorry to say.
Bjorn Borg.
He won Wimbledon 5 times in a row. Yeah, I guess he must have been really good.
Bobby Riggs.
Can't say either. He lost against Billie Jean King, so.
Jimmy Connors.
He was a great audience motivator.
That's all I got. Arthur Ashe.
Well, when I think about Arthur Ashe, I think about how he died.
And his AIDS Foundation and the good work.
Yeah. It was a real shame how they did that, and especially coming from a medical point of view. I'm not too happy. I just came from, it's not a hospital, but they make you take your meds if you're psychologically, apparently psychologically inept, you know, so... That's one of the reasons why I'm traveling. Take your meds.
The future? Are you hopeful about the future?
Yeah.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Trust in Jesus. Jesus is God. If you read the Bible, you will see that he's God. Pray every day and read the Bible every day.
What about the Quran?
That's a good question. I don't believe it. I don't believe it in the Islamic point of view. I'm basically Christian. Pray and read the Bible every day. You know, don't give up on talking to God. You know.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
I like Thunderball with Sean Connery, 1963.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
You're thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Listeners, think. What is he thinking? What number is it? Now I'm going to ask him. What number is he thinking of between 1 and 10? What's the number?
9.
Number 9. Thank you, man. Here's my card.
All
tomorrow
right.
At 6. I hope you can tune in. Get back in the tennis game. It sounds like something that's important to you.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm not getting any younger, so.
Stay happy, man. You're doing great.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Take care.
One question.
Okay.
Where can I take the shuttle?
I think it's down that way.
All right.
But
you take care.
Ask somebody, because
okay.
I don't use it.
All right.
All right. But I'm pretty sure.
I've been asked by some of my friends in the press why we picked Hudson County for this kind of kickoff of the campaign. Hudson County is the home of Democrats in such great numbers. No, and I hope a lot are here. As a matter of fact, I'm the first Republican candidate to come here since 1968. It's fitting that on Labor Day, we meet beside the harbors, the waters, I should say, of New York Harbor, with the eyes of Miss Liberty on our gathering, and in the words of the poet whose lines are inscribed at her feet, on the air-bridged harbor that Twin Cities frame. Through this golden door, under the gaze of that mother of exiles, has come millions of men and women who first set foot on American soil right there on Ellis Island, so close to the Statue of Liberty. These families came here to work. They came to build. Others came to America in different ways from other lands under different and often harrowing conditions. But this place symbolizes what they all managed to build, no matter where they came from, or how they came, or how much they suffered. They helped to build that magnificent city across the river. They didn't ask what this country could do for them, but what they could do to make this refuge, the greatest home of freedom in history.
Cuando tú estás conmigo es cuando yo digo.
This is Juan Gabriel.
Que valió la pena todo lo que yo he sufrido.
We lost him this week. He passed away.
No sé si es un sueño aún o es una realidad. Pero cuando estoy contigo es cuando digo que este amor que siento es porque tú lo has merecido.
I used to hear him sing when I lived in L.A.
Con decirte amor que otra vez he amanecido.
Mexican guys I work with love Juan Gabriel.
Llorando de felicidad, a tu lado yo siento que estoy viviendo, nada es como ayer.
I didn't know what he was singing.
Abrázame que el tiempo pasa y él nunca perdona.
Oh boy, it reaches me.
Ha hecho estragos en mi gente como en mi persona. Abrázame que el tiempo es malo y muy cruel, amigo. Abrázame que el tiempo es oro si tú estás conmigo. Abrázame fuerte, muy fuerte y más fuerte que nunca. Siempre abrázame, hoy que tú estás conmigo. Yo no sé si está pasando el tiempo, tú lo has detenido.
Got the chills.
Así quiero estar por siempre. Aprovecho que estás tú conmigo. Te doy gracias por cada momento de mi vivir. Tú cuando mires para el cielo, por cada estrella que aparezca, amor es un te quiero.
Hardy coming up at 7, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Abrázame que el tiempo hiere y el cielo es
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Que el tiempo es cruel y a nadie quiere, por eso
in Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Abrázame muy fuerte, amor, manténme hacia tu lado.
And online at WFMU.org.
Yo quiero agradecerte, amor, todo lo que me has dado.
Always remember Gene Wilder. And Juan Gabriel. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, everybody. We only live once.
Friends, there are two things that my little nephew used to always yell out for me to do. He'd either yell, "Uncle Hardy, wipe me," or "Uncle Hardy, tell me a story." So today, I'm going to recreate that experience with you. And I got a little something right here. What's that? Oh, I'm going to read you a story. That's it. Now, maybe you use this show to go to sleep sometimes. A story will help you do that. Anybody ever tell you the story, like one of their dreams or something? You go, gosh, I'm getting sleepy. You're making me want to dream. Well, that's what stories do for us. When I was a little boy, my mother would always read me a story. She'd say, what story would you like? And I go, I don't know. What's the fella who writes about Haiti? She goes, Graham Greene? I don't know what you're talking about. One of those. Listen, I'm going to read you something today, though. And it's a wonderful story. It's timeless, meaning it's not of its time. It's not time to read it yet, is what probably what that means, meaning it's timeless. I don't know. That could mean a lot of things. I don't know. As a time traveler, timeless has a different meaning to me. It means that machine's not working. What's I'm going to have to take it in to get repaired. I don't mind that because the fellow that repairs time machines is very chatty. And he has wonderful stories. So I don't mind sitting there for a while. Now, his coffee is no good. They'll send you to the waiting room. You go, it smells like epoxy or something in here. They must use that. And really bad coffee. But bless his heart, he has it waiting there for you. And he's got the TV on, something. There's all sorts of opinionated news channels in the future, too. And he's got all those beaming in. So whatever kind of bigotry floats your boat, there's a channel for that in the future. Oh, my friends, reading a story is as much a blessing as having it read to you, which is why most of us read silently. It's a way of reading to yourself. So I'm going to read myself a story, but I'm going to cut out the middleman, which is what I call my mouth. Why do you call your mouth middleman? Middleman, or middleman, I call him. Because he's fun, little gray little man that nobody notices. But he's my mouth, and I love him. And a lot of times, I cram donuts into him. And that's why we call him middleman. I don't know. But here's this book. You can tell it's a good one, a real one. Like as David Letterman used to say when he'd flap those cards, he goes, if it wasn't real, could I do this? And that's actually a bit of a philosophical question. He probably didn't realize that. He went to school in Indiana. But a lot of us are so interested in just the idea of the story. Read the story, Hardy. I'm going to fall asleep before you're done. Well, there you go. It doesn't matter how you get there. It's the getting there. That's what the bus service always says. Hey, shut up. You're going to be there. You know, don't worry about it. Besides, plane, this is the slogan goes on. It's very long now. Besides, planes are uncomfortable too, right? And if you factor in all the time you sit in the airport, you might as well be sitting on the bus, fool. Trademark. That's their new slogan. I think it's good. They're right, because it doesn't matter. Now, this story I'm going to tell you is very dear to my heart. Because I didn't write it necessarily. It's written by PDQ White, my son. So here we're going to, here I'm reading it now. The little monkey whose positive attributes were ironically detrimental to his well-being, as read by Hardy White, author unknown. It's a folk tale, so the author is unknown. There once lived a monkey in Brooklyn. A monkey in Brooklyn, you say? Monkeys don't live in Brooklyn. They live in trees. Well, this monkey did. And I might add that he moved there in the 80s. Park Slope was a very different place then. Now he lived there with the nice lady in the vintage blouse. They lived together in a brownstone.
No. They didn't live in a brownstone.
That's what they call the building in which they lived in. The monkey and the nice lady liked each other very much. Now, was the monkey the nice lady's pet? I don't think so. There's a lot of evidence that the nice lady didn't believe in pets. For instance, she never had one. The monkey must have been some sort of roommate, but the kind of roommate that needs a lot of protection, because ironically, his positive attributes were detrimental to his well-being. In the morning, the monkey would wake up first and brush his teeth. A monkey brushing his teeth? Hold on there. Is this a real monkey, or is the monkey some sort of metaphor for something? Does the monkey represent something? No, it was a real monkey. Perhaps Capuchin, perhaps Mevedomian. No one knows for sure, because the nice lady never paid to have one of those DNA tests because she couldn't fathom putting a Q-tip into the mouth of the monkey. The monkey would make his own breakfast, too. The monkey liked cereal with bugs on it. They would purchase the bugs at the pet store. Some animals like to eat crickets or mole crickets or other types of crickets or cave crickets. And cave crickets like to eat themselves because they're auto-cannibals. One day, the little monkey got up earlier than usual while it was still dark and decided to go out on the fire escape. A lot of homes in Sesame Street Land, which is what most people call it, have fire escapes because fire burns them up a lot and they are baked in their brownstone ovens. So they have ladders on the outside where they can go out and look at the stars and throw water down on their neighbors while their place burns. Now the monkey went out there one morning while it was still dark and decided to have a swing on the old fire escape. He started going up and down the ladder, and before you know it, the ladder came loose and started to fall, and what a commotion he made. The ladder came crashing through the window of a neighboring apartment building. Crash, boom, the shards of glass cut the old lady who sat there all night watching TV. But she didn't bleed. The little monkey popped through the window. Lady, are you all right? He thought, because he didn't say it, because he didn't have the power of speech. Yet. That's when he saw a vial on the table. It had a label on it marked, Magic Potion That Makes Monkeys Talk. But he couldn't read. And so he turned his attention again to the old lady who was cut and noticed that she didn't look quite right. In fact, she didn't look quite real. She looked like a mannequin or a dummy. Don't call old people dummies, thought the monkey. And he looked again at the old grandma. The old grandma